It's time for the percolator. 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 It's time for the percolator.
You are listening to the Morning Perks podcast with me, your host, Bill Clements. Join us as we hear from some of the industry's biggest management and supplier leaders with insights into trends, best practices, and how to get the most out of your GCAA membership. Welcome to Morning Perks. Let's go.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Perks podcast. I'm your host, Bill Clements. Sometimes we cut away from regular scheduled programming just to get some information over to you that's super important. The GCAA has got an event coming up in August that we just need to make you aware of. We're going to talk about it. Austin Niehiser with Fetch. He's the committee chair for the reverse trade show. We're going to talk about it. He's on the call. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bill. Appreciate that. Unfortunately, I'm not doing all the work. I do have some help, but I appreciate that call out.
Name drop your committee folks. I mean, you got Eric, right?
Yes, Eric with Count Junkula. He has been a huge help with this stuff. And Danielle over with Certa Pro, she was really helpful in getting a quick meeting with the Knights team and getting a tour set up so we can walk over there and check out all the stuff. So definitely can't take all the credit. They were huge in helping getting this thing going. And then even the previous committee, we kind of got the idea from the previous committee, tried to run one of these right before COVID hit. So I was lucky enough to get a hold of the notes and we kind of restarted the project. So super pumped, super excited for this event and appreciate you let me come and try and get some people to sign up.
Well, I'll tell you this, from the Suppliers Council perspective and, you know, on behalf of the GCAA, we really appreciate what you guys are doing. Some of the events that we put on over the course of the year are a little easier than others. I mean, you have the really labor-intensive events like Trade Show, Bravo, Bus Tour. I think Reverse Trade Show is no different. I think there are a lot of moving parts to Reverse Trade Show. I know that you guys have built it so that it's going to be of great value to the membership. So I'm just really excited and we appreciate everything that you've done to date.
Definitely. Yeah. When we heard of the idea, we didn't think it was going to be easy, but definitely a lot of moving pieces as far as getting the venue laid out, the space, making sure we have stuff for people. So I think we got everything kind of dialed in. It should be definitely a fun night.
I'm going to hit the highlights here and then we're going to dig into it. So you've got Reverse Trade Show for the GCAA, where suppliers can get in front of owner operators and do their thing. And, you know, for me, what I've said all along, what was so impressive about what you guys are putting together is it's not a one trick pony. It's not a reverse trade show. And that's it. You've got a reverse trade show with a pack after party attached to that. So there's a component which could be totally different, you know, a different demographic maybe, or the same people go to both events, but they're tied together. So you've got a reverse trade show tied together with a packed after party at Knight Stadium downtown, where you can literally just do a lot of stuff and have a big old time with all your coworkers and your peers and your prospects and your customers.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're flipping the script and instead of just the regular, we're doing the reverse. And so we're going to kind of put the owner operators management team in the hot seat, I guess you could say, and should have some really cool FaceTime. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The reverse trade itself, the pack after party, the Knights baseball game that people get to attend that's included with the supplier ticket. It's just going to be an overall fun night. And I'm just hoping that it doesn't rain.
You promise though, right? Don't you promise? Or are you going to make Eric promise that it won't rain? Who's going to hold that?
So I'm going to put that one on Eric just because he's not here and he can't defend himself right now. So Eric, I apologize ahead of time, but I'm going to need you to help control the weather.
But here's the great news, though. There is an indoor component. There is food. There is fellowship. If it were to rain, we could still have a good time together. We could still do stuff. You know, it might make the game a little bit different. But even if it rains, we could still have a good time together. You know, raise some money, spend some money, drink some beverages. It's a Wednesday night. It's August 23rd. At Knight Stadium, which is Truist Ballpark uptown, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep, that's right.
I think the times are 3:30 to 7 p.m. Reverse trade show starts at 3:30. So that's 3:30 to 5 p.m. for the reverse trade show. And then the pack after party is immediately following 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., right?
Yes, that is correct. And then that pack after party is going to lead right into the game. And where the PAC after party is being held, it's basically going to be where their seats are going to be as well. So there's going to be standing room, or there's going to be a designated seat on the lower level that they get to choose from. And that's going to be included with their admittance as well. So everything's going to be kind of a one-stop shop, I guess you could say, as far as from when you get there to when you leave.
For the listeners, what I want you to hear, there's a couple of things I really want you to hear, which is why we sort of changed up our agenda for this week's podcast. And we wanted to get this out in front of you as quickly as possible because it is summer. People are taking some time off from work. People are on PTO. They're doing their thing. So we want to make sure it's already getting closer to the middle of July. This is coming up on August 23rd. What I want you listeners to hear is that we need owner operators to step in here and to secure their slots for the suppliers to present to the evening of. So we got to do that. Owner operators or suppliers could also go to the website and sign up for the PAC after party. But then we have the whole thing where there are a limited number of slots for supplier companies to be involved in the reverse trade show. And then there are even less, a very limited number of, I'll just, for the lack of a better term, call them executive level sponsorships, where you have a package as a supplier, and there's just a lot more opportunities, recognition opportunities as far as at the after party, event promo in advance of the event, social media, signage at the event, all of that stuff in the limited supplier sponsorship. So all of that rambling to say to you, and I know, Austin, you'll back me up on this. If you're a supplier, this is something you really want to get in front of and get involved in and sign up for now, just so you could be part of the reverse trade show. But even more so, to get busy and get it done now if you want to be one of those handful of suppliers that are really going to be sponsoring the event.
Yeah, definitely. I will 100% echo that. Some of these sponsorships, the executive level, as you so well put it, that's a great way to describe it, but they're going to go pretty quick. So if you're listening to this and you go to the website and they're not there, don't be surprised. If they are, snag it for sure. It's a great chance to kind of get in front of some of our fellow, you know, owner operators, management company groups, and just kind of talk and connect and see what's going on. It's going to be a very, very private type area. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's kind of the big thing. When we kind of put it together, Eric and I, we sat down and we didn't want to do the typical reverse trade to kind of where you do the speed dating type stuff. And there will be a small component of that. But for the most part, we wanted it to be a little more laid back, a little bit more kind of a relaxing atmosphere, I guess you could say, with COVID kind of on the back burner and people getting out, starting to do stuff again. That was kind of our big driving factor, is to kind of keep people out and getting them outside the office, outside of their communities and all that stuff, just to kind of mingle, network, have a good time, relax, you know, get some work done in the process as well. But it should be a pretty cool combination of two of those.
And it's one of those things where if you were involved at all in the executive experience last year, we have these rotating events. We don't do reverse trade show every year, and we don't do executive experience every year. They're pretty involved events to set up. So they're every other year, even if they're that often. And we haven't had a reverse trade show in a while. It's not something we do every year. And I really, really appreciate the level of attention that you guys have gone to. This will be very much at Knight Stadium with a PAC after party. This will be very much like last year's executive experience, where the attendees really get a lot out of it and they create some memories and they have a good time. And it's not just a one trick pony, like you just mentioned about being, you know, a speed dating reverse trade show, because that's fine. But this is not that. It's multi-layered and it's just designed to create, you know, an elevated experience. And I know that's what this is going to be like. And again, I will remind suppliers, I'm a supplier, Austin is a supplier, and we're here just to remind you, we're all on the same level playing field. You got to get on the website for the GCAA, and you got to dig into the info for the event, and you got to make some decisions, and you got to contact staff and secure the spots that you want for this event, because they will sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a couple of meetings ago, when we talked about just some logistical stuff, is we did want to make it an experience. And to your point, there's nothing wrong with doing, you know, the speed dating or the trade show every year. It's just, to your other point, we don't do this every year. And so we wanted it to be memorable. We wanted it to stand out, not something that you just kind of get in the habit of doing all the time. And so that was kind of the other driving force as to why we wanted to continue with this reverse trade show at the Knight Stadium following, you know, with a baseball game and all that stuff. It's not something that you're going to be able to do every year or, you know, really a whole lot.
I encourage people, get your significant other, get your family members, whatever, to come meet you after the work stuff's done, after the reverse trade show, after the pack after party. And there's going to be a ball game for the rest of that night at Knight Stadium. You can get your friends or your family to come meet you up there. You know, you'd have to buy their tickets separately, but that's easy to do. You just, you know, go to the box office or you just go online. You get your family to meet you there after work, and then you continue on with your people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the tickets are pretty cheap, too. We're not talking 60, 70 bucks per ticket. I think the standing room is maybe around 20, 25 bucks. And that's just kind of get through the door. But to your point, you get to have that, you know, work experience towards the later afternoon with the reverse trade and the pack after party. And then once the, you know, that first pitch goes out, now you get to have a nice evening with your family, you know, bring your kids, your cousins, friends, partner, spouse, you know, you get to make a night out of it. And yeah, it's on a Wednesday, so let's not get too turned up, but you know, we can still have some fun and do some work in the same time.
Yeah, and I'll make a commitment right now. I mean, I think we can get people to commit to this. So bring your family or your friends or, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, might be want to be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Bring them to the game afterwards, and then we'll commit to coming out there, like, and walking into the stands or whatever, and approaching your family and telling your family what a big deal you are or how great you are at your job. I mean, that'll be like a free plug. We'll cost you a dime, right? We'll make you look good.
I'll make my rounds like the guys that throw out the beer. And hey, you know, you're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. I'll be a little open out there.
If I bring the kids, I mean, I'll need you to do that.
We'll slip them some snacks as some treats too.
The theme, because the GCAA staff are stellar at really creating experiences and they're all in on the theme. The theme this year, I believe, is Queen City Royalty.
Yes, that is correct.
Reverse trade show, August 23rd. That's on a Wednesday night. That's like 4 or 5 weeks from now. So get on the GCAA website, get signed up, get registered for it, get it done. There are a limited number of spaces in all aspects. So limited number of owner-operator slots, limited number of supplier slots, and then limited number of capacity for the pack after party. So get on there, get signed up. It's going to be worth it. I know that Austin and Eric and Danielle are putting together a fantastic event for you guys. Austin, we really appreciate you being on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've listened to quite a few of these and I've always secretly been like, man, I want to go on there. That'd be pretty cool.
So is this the first time you've ever been on?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dude, we're going to have you on again. Let's get you on again. Let's get Eric on.
Eric will play. We'll have him control the weather. We'll have him come play on the podcast. He'll have a good time. He's a lot of fun. He's a funny dude. Yeah. We're definitely be up for that.
All right. August 23rd, reverse trade show, GCAA. Austin, thank you very much for all your hard work, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Morning Perks. Our podcast airs every other Wednesday at 7 a.m. Keep up with all things GCAA by following our Facebook and Instagram pages. You can also refer to our website at greatercaa.org for more information regarding registering for upcoming events, sponsorships, and educational opportunities. Thanks for listening and have a fantastic day.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.